Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Ask Pat, episode 14. I'm Pat Flynn, and I'm here to answer your online business questions every single day. And of course, we have another question from a listener, from Juliet, actually. I love answering these questions. But before we get to that, I want to give a shout out to my buddies over at Fizzle.co. A membership website for people looking to start online businesses that is run by three amazing people, which quite interestingly enough, all their names start with the letter C. Corbett Barr, Chase Reeves, and Caleb Wojcik, three guys I highly respect. Fizzle.co, you can check them out, smartpassiveincome.com/fizzle in case you want to go through my affiliate link. But again, just check it out, a well-run membership website, which is actually the topic of today's question from Juliet. And Juliet asks specifically about membership site software, but I have a lot more to say beyond that. So let's get to Juliet's question really quick.
Hello, Pat. This is Juliet. I would like to know if you can recommend any software for membership sites. By that, I mean systems to sell info products like video tutorials. I have tried Wishlist a few years ago, then stopped making video tutorials, but now I would like to give it another shot. If you can recommend any themes or plugins for WordPress, I would really appreciate that. And thanks for your superb information that you've been sharing with all of us for years now. Thank you so much.
Hey, Juliet, thank you for your question. This is something I'm actually quite familiar with right now because I just recently created my own membership website, and I'll tell you what software I use for that in just a second. But before I get into that, let's talk about the pros and cons of offering a membership site type solution for your audience. And I want to talk about this really quick because many people know that a membership site, especially one that requires a recurring monthly payment to be a part of, is pretty much the holy grail of passive income if you own that site. Because every month, depending on the number of members you have who stick around, if they are paying monthly, you're guaranteed that income. And each month, hopefully as your membership grows, you're getting paid more and more as more members come in, and your income can just take off from there. I mean, the payments from members pile up on top of each other each month. And unlike an ebook or an info product that people buy once, you know, that if they're a member of your membership site and paying monthly, it's like you have a paying customer every single month, and you know that. Sometimes you never know if your ebook is going to sell as quite well as it did the last month, you know, for example, or some one-time payment product, how well it's going to do next month. But with a recurring membership model, it's mostly predictable, which is why, like I said, it's sort of the holy grail of passive income. But it's not quite passive to run a membership website, especially if it's one that sort of requires a recurring monthly payment. And we'll get into that, into those differences in a second. But the thing is, because of the allure of creating a membership site and how attractive these recurring monthly payments are, a lot of people get into trouble with it. You know, just because it's one of the best business models out there, it doesn't mean it's the best business model for you and the best solution for your audience. And Juliet, I don't know what the business you have is or what you plan to deliver, But I'm just saying this for everybody, really, including you, just in case. You know, you have to know what's involved with keeping it going. So with that said, you know, membership site software actually isn't only used for creating these sort of monthly payment type of memberships. It can be used also for a one-time payment instead to gain access to something like a library of videos or usually something with a larger file size, you know, something that's easier to download after logging in to get access to it than sort of just getting a huge file in an email or delivering an email with a large file in it. It doesn't always have to be a recurring payment model in order to gain access into these sort of membership site platforms. But again, it's the recurring income is more attractive as far as the income is concerned. So the first thing is you have to realize if a membership model is right for you. If you'll be providing information in a course-like structure or delivering massively huge files or both, then membership site software could be a good solution for you. If you're thinking specifically of a membership site where people are paying each month to stay in, well, the question you have to ask yourself is this: why should people continue to pay a monthly fee to have access? You know, paying monthly just to be a member isn't going to fly typically, but if there's something that's worth continuing to pay month after month for, then it can definitely work out for you. And the best way to think about this would be, would anyone lose out on anything if they didn't continue to pay? If not, then you probably shouldn't be charging each month. I see a lot of people charging month to month when they really shouldn't be, and they get into trouble, and they wonder why people drop out. You know, people get access to these files, they download them onto your computer, they can watch them later. There's no reason to stick around and continue to pay. And the owners of these sites are wondering why they're losing customers every month. Now, I'll tell you some examples that do work for recurring payments. Lots of software, for example, sort of, there's a particular piece of software I use called Basecamp, which is, you know, not a membership site per se, but it's a project management software that I use to communicate with my team and delegate tasks. And like, it's not a membership per se, but if I stopped paying monthly, I'd lose my ability to easily organize my projects and easily communicate with my team and have all the archives of my existing projects there. I mean, I'd lose something if I were to stop paying. So that's why I continue to pay. With a membership site, if it's simply to go through a course that I could finish and there's nothing more after that, if there's nothing new that's coming in, then there's no reason for me to pay. So I'd leave. You know, so in that case, I would recommend just charging a one-time fee to gain access, but not a monthly fee. If, however, you were to continually post and publish new content within this membership site each month, then people who would stop paying would lose out on something. So that justifies the monthly payment. A lot of times, also, people will continue to pay monthly if there is a forum or some active community in that membership as well. And many times people find that that active community is the most valuable part of that membership and something worth paying for, because they would lose out on that communication and that relationship building and the information they can learn in there if they stop paying. Of course, that forum has to be active, and if it is, it is worth paying for typically. So just some things to think about again, and also think about it from your audience's perspective. What's the best way to deliver the solutions you need to deliver to them? You know, membership site software can help you provide solutions, but you know, whether it's recurring or not, but it's not always the best choice depending on what it is exactly that you're delivering. Sometimes it can just be as simple as an ebook, and you can get paid quite well for publishing ebooks as opposed to creating a membership site. And you just go to nathanberry.com and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So anyway, let's get into the specific pieces of software. I know there's a ton of solutions out there on the market right now. Most you will need to pay for, and yes, there are some that are free, but setting up a membership site isn't push button easy. You know, some software is easier than others, but this is a really important element of your business if you're going to create one, and you want to make sure you have software that has support, software that will continually update. You know, there's a team behind it that continually adds new features over time and stays with what's happening. So I would completely avoid any free membership site software for those specific reasons. So I would, you know, if you're going to be doing a membership site, I would invest money into your own business and pay for a legit piece of software or plugin that will do that for you, that will create this membership site for you. The one that I use for my membership sites, the one of them in particular, Breakthrough Blogging, is a plugin called WP-Wishlist, or WP Wishlist as it's known, which I know, Juliet, you said you used before. I mean, I love WP Wishlist, which is a WordPress plugin, actually. So you have to be using the WordPress platform for this to work and integrate with what you're doing. But it does integrate quite nicely with WordPress websites, obviously. Email service providers like Aweber and MailChimp, Infusionsoft, and other payment solutions when you collect payments like PayPal and One Shopping Cart. I mean, most of the top membership software solutions, they do all that, right? And what works best for you is really based on personal preference. But I like WP Wishlist. It's run by a guy named Stu McLaren, who I love that guy. He's one of the nicest guys I know. You can check him out at stu.me if you want to learn more about him and what he does. He's one of the nicest guys I know. He invited me once to go to Africa with him to help build schools. He does that like every year, I think, which is awesome. So I like that in a company founder. I know him personally, which is why I recommend him. So I just wanted to let you know. But there's other pieces of software out there. You know, I asked my audience, I asked a lot of people I trust what they use for their membership sites. And there's three other ones I want to mention here. There's one called Digital Access Pass, DAP, or Digital Access Pass, which is one I know a lot of people use as well and enjoy. I got word from the guys over at Fizzle.co with Corbett Parr, Chase Reeves, and Kayla Wojcik. They use a membership site software called PM Pro, which stands for Paid Memberships Pro. But if you go to paidmembershipspro.com, you can check that out. That's not an affiliate link. I've never used that, and I don't promote anything as an affiliate if I've never used it before. But you can check that out, and I trust those guys' recommendation, paidmembershipspro.com. And again, they run a great membership site over there at fizzle.co. They also mentioned they heard good things about MemberMouse at membermouse.com. And somebody I trust also, her name's Kim Roach. She mentioned how much she enjoys MemberMouse.com as well. It's a WordPress plugin just like WP Wishlist. So I recommend you go to each of those websites and watch their videos and see what might work best for you. See what resonates with you the most and has the features that you want for your specific audience. Talk to their support if you have any questions. And if they respond, obviously that's a great sign and some company that you might potentially want to work with. You know, it's great to have a ton of options. It's always better for us as the customer, but these are the four I'm going to recommend based on my experience and in talking with others that I trust. So WP Wishlist, Digital Access Pass, Paid Memberships Pro, and Member Mouse. So thanks to the guys from Fizzle.co for their help and recommendations with this. And again, you can learn more about Fizzle and honest online video training for your online business at smartpassiveincome.com/fizzle. Juliet, thank you so much for your question. I hope this helps you. There are many great solutions. And like I said, these are the four I would do further research on. Best of luck to you. And of course, an Ask Pat t-shirt is coming your way for having your question featured on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured on the show, head on over to askpat.com and I'll see you there. And finally, the quote of the day. This is by Eric Reese. And a quote from his book, Lean Startup, which is one of my favorites. He says, build not only a product that can sell well, but a platform through which to deliver it. So beyond the information that you're going to be providing in your membership site, you really want to make sure that the platform where that content is housed or is located is something that is also great for your user as well. Cheers. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat.
Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.